This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Canada is expelling a diplomat from India as it investigates India's possible link to the death of a Sikh activist. APZ Donahue.
Canadian citizen Hardeep Singh Nijjar was shot and killed in June outside a Sikh cultural center in British Columbia. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says credible allegations are being pursued of a potential link between the killing and the Indian government. The head of Indian intelligence in Canada has been expelled. Trudeau spoke to Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the G20 summit last week.
Any involvement of a foreign government in the killing of a Canadian citizen on Canadian soil is an unacceptable violation of our sovereignty.
Audio from CTV. Nijjar was a strong supporter of a movement pushing for an independent Sikh homeland. The movement is banned in India. I'm Ed Donahue.
With world leaders attending the United Nations General Assembly this week, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is stepping up his efforts to save the Ukrainian Green Deal and bring Russia back to the agreement.
The United Nations General Assembly is the venue for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's latest bid to save the Ukrainian grain export deal after Russia's withdrawal from it. Erdogan, who has close ties with Russia's Vladimir Putin, brokered the grain deal last year with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Erdogan met with Putin earlier this month and said he would present proposals at the UN to revive the deal. The Turkish leader has voiced sympathy for Moscow's call for the easing of sanctions to allow the Russian export of grain. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
North Korea says that leader Kim Jong-un has returned home from a trip to Russia, where he deepened a comradely fellowship and friendly ties with Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is VOA News. Ukraine's president, who is in New York for the United Nations General Assembly, is taking the world body to task for allowing Russia to continue to hold a prominent seat of power. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with more.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will address world leaders at the UN General Assembly.
Very important that all our words, all our messages will be heard by our partners.
And then Wednesday, before the UN Security Council, he was asked if he'll stay in the room or walk out when a Russian diplomat speaks.
Still, there is a place for Russian terrorists in the question. Not to me, I think it's a question to all the members of the United Nations.
Russia continues to claim its invasion of Ukraine is justified. Zelensky visited a hospital in Staten Island, New York, bestowing medals upon Ukrainian fighters who are receiving treatment there. Thursday, he'll be in Washington. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The White House is welcoming the return of five Iranian Americans held by Iran's hardline government and released under a deal that frees up $6 billion of restricted funds owed to Iran. But Tehran is defiant about how it plans to use that money.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Today, their freedom, the freedom of these Americans for so long unjustly imprisoned and detained in Iran, means some pretty basic things. It means that husbands and wives, fathers and children, grandparents can hug each other again, can see each other again, can be with each other again.
They arrived in Doha, Qatar on Monday in exchange for the U.S. freeing up $6 billion of Iranian oil proceeds that it had frozen in a South Korean bank through sanctions. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
Italy's government Monday passed measures to build new migrant detention centers and allow for the rapid deportation of failed asylum seekers. It's facing another surge in migrant arrivals in a town of Lampedusa.
In the past week, almost 10,000 migrants have landed on the tiny Italian island of Lampedusa. Most have crossed the Mediterranean on small boats from Tunisia. Migrant Claudine Nsoe, a 29-year-old mother of two from Cameroon, said, "We sleep in the open air, in the sun and in the cold, and there is no food, and there are children here." The European Commission president joined Italy's prime minister on a visit to Lampedusa Sunday.
VOA's Henry Ridgewell. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA.